You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win is 2-1. Glenn Murray to score and Bournemouth to win is in the betting at 16-1. Incredible performance last week from Bournemouth to come from behind twice and score in the 95th minute to deny Everton all 3 points and deny me my nap, which is more important here. Bournemouth, as we mentioned last week, playing with plenty of spirit. Good point last week for them. Up to stat for you here, Lee, which I know you used with Robbie yesterday, which is an incredible stat.
It's a beauty, this.
Chelsea unbeaten in their last 43 home league games against newly promoted teams.
Isn't that amazing? Because that was a stat I picked up on, and I was going to mention that as well.
Give it to Dave. It's anything he has. Give it to Dave.
That's all I've got. It's an incredible stat. Last time they lost, April 2001, against Charlton at home, which is incredible. Mm. Bournemouth away from home as well, Lee. Haven't been good. Conceded 18 away from home this season, which is joint worst in the league with Newcastle and Sunderland.
Mm, yeah, not good at all, is it? I mean, yeah, that is an interesting stat, but you wouldn't say that they coasted past Norwich last time at home, did they? You know, 1-0. I know they weren't under the cosh, but you know, you look at it on the face of it, and it always felt a little bit nervy when there was just a single goal in it. Bournemouth, it's the same old problem, really, isn't it? The fact that they can't play their brand of football in the Premier League and get away with it, unfortunately. But they're going to have fun doing it. You know, you mentioned that 3-3. The game before that was the 2-2 away draw at Swansea City, when you know, they went 2 up that in that one and chucked it away. You know, this time, obviously, they had to come from the other way and level up with Everton. And well done. Just a personal well done to Junior Stanislas. I did share that equaliser in.
He's a player worth keeping an eye on. He's a terrible name, but I watched him when he played against Liverpool a few weeks ago in the Capital One Cup, and he really caught my eye. Keep an eye on him for goal scorer purposes. Mm-hmm. He'll surprise a few people.
4-1 to get one at Stamford Bridge this weekend. That officially qualifies as a mention. In you do betting previews. Yeah, I mentioned him. Yeah. That is a mention. That's what a mention is.
And if he doesn't score, nobody...
No one ever remembers who was mentioned.
Exactly. They might remember this one.
Only that I've drawn so much attention to it. But just for future reference, that is a mention. Yeah, Chelsea win this. I'm tempted to go Chelsea win and under 2.5 goals. I just don't know how... I just don't know if Bournemouth can contain them. It's really hard with Bournemouth because you don't quite know what they're going to do. You know, they went to City and had a real go, didn't they? They were too open in that game. You know, it was 2-1 by 22 minutes. But then again, they went to, you know, they've been to Southampton and it was a 2-0 away defeat. Southampton are kind of similar to Charlton, that they don't really go for the jugular. You know, they went to Liverpool and lost 1-0 in the League Cup in probably one of their better performances of the season. It's risky because Chelsea might just have a bit of a shellacking for someone up their sleeve at the minute. But look, you know, the games that they've won recently, Chelsea at home, which isn't many, 2-0 Arsenal, 2-0 Villa, 1-0 Norwich. When they're winning, that's what they do. So I'm going to go for Chelsea to win and under 2.5 goals. Just kind of slowly but surely returning to the old Chelsea.
13-5 for Chelsea to win and under 2.5 goals.
It's a hell of a difference for 2-5, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed some clips midweek, Derek, from Chelsea's performance against Tottenham last weekend where they drew 0-0. Diego Costa throwing the bib. I think he's the myth, Derek. I think you were right there.
A believer.
Oh, come on.
an apostle.
We might not be seeing too much more of him, I don't think, in this Chelsea side. And Cesc Fabregas, I don't know if you checked that out, that 30-second clip that's been doing the rounds on Twitter of his highlights, which were all lowlights, basically. And the one where he just kicked the ball from a yard into Willian's face, it was a particular...
I've been saying that about Fabregas. He's another one who's been in my sight for many, many years, Fabregas. I a massively overrated player. Nowhere near as much as Costa, but still, I've never seen why everybody's raved so much about him. And it's coming home to roost, to be honest. I just don't... He's a very, very plodding one-pace midfielder now. And I'm surprised he's getting a regular start in the Chelsea team.
I'm disappointed you missed the pun, coming home to roost. There with Costa.
All right, very good. Yes, I should have done.
You have that.
Well done, Lee. Well done. I mean, if you're an odds-on punter, this is an odds-on price that should, you know, appeal massively, Chelsea 2-5, because, yes, they're beatable at the moment, and as a match further up the Coupe, and Arsenal, who are beatable as well, but you look at their opponents, and their opponents are not capable of beating them. Bournemouth, tidy football and that, but whenever you come up against a decent side, they've lost, they'll lose here, and it's basically, you know, do you lump on a 2-5, or do you find some other way of backing them, backing Chelsea? I'm going to go for Chelsea to be the only team to score at 6-5. Their last three matches, they've shut out their opponents. I think Mourinho has gone back to basics and thought, well, listen, we're not playing great going forward. Let's just make sure we keep a clean sheet and see what happens. And when Chelsea go out with that mindset, they generally do keep a clean sheet. And it's, you know, I can't see Bournemouth scoring. I think 6-5, Chelsea to be the only team to score, to win to nil, in other words. Yeah, that looks a mighty fine bet to me, that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.